G'day, this is Jeff Floyd, pastor of C3 Church Bathurst, and this is our podcast. Thank you for joining us today. C3 Bathurst brings life to people by helping them to be revived, restored, and released through getting to know Jesus and his people. We hope that this message will bring you life today.
Well, I'm here to bring a message to you this morning, and it's just so great to be in church again. So good morning. I have an awesome message. It's good news. How great has this series been on good news that we're telling? Good news of peace, good news of happiness that has been brought to us over the last couple of weeks. Well, this morning, I'm going to tell you the good news of salvation, the most awesome news that you will ever hear, and news that is not just for history, for the past, not just for a select group of people, but news that is for absolutely anyone who hears it and receives it. And so we're going to go on a little journey this morning and have a lot of fun, but this good news has been made possible by one single amazing event in history. And we just celebrated that recently at Easter. It's the good news of Jesus when he died and rose again at Easter. The good news that he is Lord over life and has conquered death. And this morning we're going to focus on that and find out, well, what does it actually mean for you? How does that apply to you? That event happened thousands of years ago and, you know, seemed to be caught up in with the events of history then. So what does it mean to you? Why do we still talk about this today? Well, it never actually grows old. Each and every day, this is new good news. It's new news and it's applicable to hundreds and thousands of people all around the world. In fact, well, really, it could be thousands of millions if only they had the opportunity to hear it, if only they had the opportunity to receive it. And so today, you're going to find out how this is good news of salvation can touch your world, but also to touch the world of the people that, you know, in your family, your friends, the people that you know, your work colleagues, that this good news is for them as well. So grab hold of your Bibles. You're home now, so you can't pretend you forgot it. So grab it out of the bedroom, out of the closet, wherever it happens to be. Pick it up and let's open to Isaiah 52, verse 7. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace, and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, your God reigns. How good is that? How lovely on the mountains. You know, that is such an exciting verse declaring the good news, that the good news is here. And we've been looking at this verse and looking at the different aspects of peace and happiness. And this morning, as we bring salvation, I'm waiting for a little window to open up for people to see how this salvation is this light that shines brighter than anything else and impacts and pierces through anything that's going on in your world. Thousands of years before Jesus, Isaiah wrote that, prophesying good news to come. Not only to a generation that was living in exile in Babylon, but to future generations longing for an ultimate victory of God. Not just a victory of going back to their land, but a victory of salvation. And we've discovered that that's in Jesus. But the only way that we can have the peace and the happiness that go with this is through the good news of salvation. But salvation from what? You know, the Israelites back then, they were wanting to be saved from their captors, whichever one it is. They wanted to be saved from something physical. What is it that we want to be saved from? Well, salvation, as the Bible talks about it, salvation is from our sins. But even that is a little bit obscure. You know, the Bible talks about sin as turning away from God. And that makes complete sense when we understand the Israelites, because they'd been sent away from their land because they had turned away from God. And so we can understand that in a historic sense. But how does that impact me today? Particularly if I have not even understood who God is, in order to think whether I'm turning away from him or not. Well, we can be really encouraged, because the Bible is full of all sorts of amazing things. And the Bible is full of all different parts of the puzzle that put these things together and show us that it's not just about history, but that these verses speak to us and are alive and active today, and that we can take hold of things and hear what God has for us today. And this morning we're going to turn to Psalm 107, because Psalm 107 just blew me away the other day. As I was reading through it, I saw in there four different circumstances where people were rescued. They sounded remarkably similar to circumstances that we seem to find ourselves in today. So let's have a look this morning and see what it has for us. Let's start with Psalm 107, but starting at verse 4. It says, "Some wandered in the wilderness, lost and homeless. Hungry and thirsty, they nearly died." This is number one, our first circumstance. You know, sometimes it's like we're wandering around. We don't actually know where we fit in. Have you ever felt that? That you kind of, you've been in a situation and you think, I don't know my place here. I don't know where I fit in. And it might be that you're feeling that about life in general. I actually am not quite sure where I fit in. Other people have seemed to have found their life partner, or they have this amazing family, or they have this job that they've been longing for. But me, I don't know where I fit in. And you might feel like you're wandering. You might be confused about who you are. You might not be quite sure about your fit in your skin. Not sure where you're going in life. Might feel like you don't have a place to really call home. Even right now, you're sitting in a building. You're isolated in this space. But to you, it's not really home. It's just a place where you're living. It could be that you have a hunger and a thirst that just can't be satisfied. You chase after other things, hoping for something to make it sit right, but it's just not working. Well, you know, Jesus told a story about a man in Luke 10. He was on a dangerous road and he was attacked and left for dead. After several others had passed him by, a good man came along and he rescued him. He looked after his wounds. He took care of him. He put him on his donkey. He led him to safety. He brought him to an inn, to home, where he could recover, restore, heal, be cared for. This story is like what Jesus has done for us. You know, it might be that you're wandering now. It might be that you're thirsty and hungry. Well, there is good news. Call out to the Lord just like this, back in Psalm 107, verse 6. These people called out to the Lord. They said, "Lord, help," they cried in their trouble, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. How much does that sound like that man? That the good man came and he rescued. He was probably calling out, and this man came and he rescued him from his distress. And he took him, he brought him straight to safety. Jesus is that good man who came along and rescued the man on the road. And he can do the same for you. And I believe this morning that if you're feeling lost, if you've been left on the road a bit battered and bruised, if you're hungry and thirsty, you're needing a home, then you can cry out to God, to Jesus, and he will come and rescue you. And he will lead you to safety. He will care about every part of your world that is needing healing and care. And he'll bring you into a place where you know you belong. He'll bring you to a place where you fit. He'll bring you to a place where you will know that you have been created exactly as he purposed, and that you are exactly the person that he wants you to be, and that he loves you for that, and that you are okay. Cry out to God, and Jesus will come and rescue. Psalm 107, verse 10 goes on. It says, "Some sat in darkness and deepest gloom, imprisoned in iron chains of misery." This is our second little circumstance where we might find ourselves today. You know, we might find that we feel like we're actually sitting in darkness and gloom. And particularly at home, you may be alone. We often talk about being at home with families and trying to struggle with that, but not everyone is in a home with a family. So many people can be at home alone. And after a few weeks, that can be lonely. No matter what Zoom meetings there might be, it's quiet. And so in that circumstance, you might feel like you're, you know, in a bit of misery. But also within our families, we're still isolated from normal parts of life. And apart from that, we're disconnected from other things going on. And so many things can be stirring up. So many thoughts, so many memories, and we might be feeling like we're just, things are going around in our head that are causing us to feel misery and gloom in our worlds. It may have been that circumstances have occurred that are our own fault. They might have happened because of other people, or it might just be life that has caused darkness to come into our world. This is like we can have chains of misery that just pin us down. We just can't seem to just get away from them. We don't know how to separate ourselves from this. We don't want to think about it. We don't want to go there, but we can't help it. It could also be that there's a physical chain that is making a stick in that place, whether it's a physical disability or something like that, which is pinning us down. Emotional, spiritual, mental, all these things can just pin us down and make us feel like we're chained and trapped. Well, you know, in Mark 8, Jesus met a man just like this. He was actually literally sitting in darkness. He was blind. But in this story in Mark 8, it's different to other ones where Jesus has healed people that are blind, or the disciples have healed people that are blind. And this one really excites me. It says, "Jesus took the blind man by the hand and he led him out of the village. He led him away from the place of his misery. He took him away from that village, from that place where he always sat. He always begged. He couldn't get away from his situation. But Jesus led him away from his place of misery. And then he healed him. You know, the interesting thing with this, it didn't actually happen straight away. Like other miracles, you know, Jesus touches, Jesus speaks, Jesus doesn't do anything. Someone touches him and they're healed immediately. Well, you know what? With this man, it didn't happen straight away. And that might surprise you that sometimes this healing, even from Jesus, it doesn't come straight away. But the cool thing is that Jesus persevered. Jesus didn't just go, oh, well, that one was a fail, wasn't it? Jesus persevered with him. Jesus stayed with him. So, you know, what can you see? What can you see now? And he kept with him. He kept pushing with him. He kept caring and he kept healing and speaking into his life until complete healing and wholeness came to this man. I love that picture that Jesus stuck with him. And then he told the man, don't go back through the village. Don't go back through there. Just go home. Don't go back to that place where your misery is, you know, is intensified, where you realize that you know, you're different to everyone else, where you realize that things are not the way they should be. Don't go back to that place. Go home. Go to a place where people love you. Go to a place where people surround you. Go to a place where you know you belong. You know, I really feel like that home can be church. I really feel like church can be that place where you know you belong, whether you know you're surrounded with God, with his presence, with people that actually care. And even though you physically can't come home into a church building, you can still come home into his church online, but with connections with people, with reading his word, because that is about him. It's about who he is. It's about sitting with the Father who is at home. And so you can still come home. This morning, if you are sitting feeling like you're in gloom and misery, if you feel like there are chains that are pinning you down, situations that have just gone beyond your control, there's good news. There really is good news. And in Psalm 107, verse 13 and 14, this good news is spoken out again because it says, they said, Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, in their gloom and their misery. Lord, help, they cried. And he saved them from their distress. He led them from the darkness and deepest gloom. He snapped their chains. Jesus is the one that healed that man. Jesus is the one that led him from darkness and deepest gloom. Jesus is the one that snapped the chains of that blind man. And Jesus can do the same thing for you today. Jesus can take hold of your situation. And when you call out to him, Lord, help, he will take you out from your place of misery. He will take you from that place and he will persevere with you, with your situation, no matter what that happens to be. He will persevere with you and he will keep believing that it's possible for you to have healing. He will keep believing that it's possible for you to move forward and he will snap your chains. And no matter what they look like, you will know that Jesus has touched them. You will know that he has done something different. It may look the same on the surface, but he has done something different and he has shifted something in your world and he will bring you home. That is good news. This is getting exciting. And we're only up to number two. Number three now. Let's go. Psalm 107, verse 17. This is the one I like. It applies to me. Some were fools, They rebelled and suffered for their sins. Well, you know, sometimes we've just been plain fools. We've just done stupid things. I know that was the case with me. I just did stupid things. I made decisions and I did things that I regretted, basically. They were silly. They were foolish. And consequences that follow those decisions and those actions end up sometimes with things being broken and needing fixing. And that may be where you're at. But in John 4, Jesus met a woman at a well who'd messed things up. She'd been a fool. You know, she'd made some mistakes and done some things which they were just plain stupid. And now she was actually suffering the consequences of her actions. She was suffering a loss of reputation. She was suffering a loss of friendship, a loss of community, a loss of dignity. You know, she couldn't do life the way that the rest of the community did. She was out at the well at midday. And she couldn't go in the morning with everyone else. You know, all the things that were impacting her world and then potential things that followed on for that were just the consequences of foolish choices. And she was suffering. But when Jesus met her, he knew all of this. He knew all about her reputation. He knew all about her foolish mistakes. He knew all about her current life. But he didn't abandon her. When she came to the well, he didn't move away. In fact, he moved closer and asked her a question, going against, you know, religious laws of the time, because he was actually speaking to a woman and to someone who was not an Israelite. He went further and even offered to pour living water into her life to heal her and to restore her. You know, we see that restoration begin to take place at the end of the story, because as she runs back into the village and calls out what she has just discovered and found, the people follow her. They listen to her. They hear her. They respond to what she said. Her reputation is beginning to be restored. Her life in the community is going to come back because of what Jesus has done. You know, if you feel like there's that you've been a bit of a fool and that there's some things that you regret in your life and in your world, there's good news. Because just as we go back to Psalm 107, following on from these people. Verse 19, they call out, they say, "Lord, help," they cried out in their trouble. And he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death. Jesus is the one who brought back life to the woman. He can do the same for you. You know, they made these mistakes, these people, but it didn't stop Jesus entering in. It didn't stop him. And I really believe this morning that there's people sitting here today that are regretting some things. They're regretting some choices they made, and they might not be that bad, really. They might not be illegal. They might not be, you know, anything to write home about, but in yourself, you're regretting that choice, that decision. Well, I know this morning, I believe this morning, that when you call out to Jesus, that he will restore you. That when you call out to Jesus, that he will save you from your distress, from your regret. That he will send out his word, this word, and have words of healing and words of comfort and words of forgiveness and words of love and words of restoring you to who you are and who he sees you to be. You know, when he created you, it was beautiful. You were beautiful. You were amazing. And that's what he sees in you again. When you call out to him, he will restore that. Not only to other people's eyes, but to your eyes as well. And you will see that you are okay in Jesus' sight. Well, last of all, number four, Psalm 107, verse 17. It says, some went off to sea in ships, plying the trade routes of the world. We're not sailing off at the moment, but sometimes we might sail off, so to speak. We might sail off looking for life, for money, for things to satisfy. The fact is, we're not feeling content with our lot in life. And it's not to say you can't have adventure. I mean, Jesus likes adventure. I'm sure he does. Why would he create such an amazing world with amazing people and all sorts of incredible things to discover? So it's not saying that we have to stay at home and just, you know, forever. I know at the moment we do. But, you know, eventually we will be able to explore again. We'll be able to love his world and his creation. And it's, of course, you know, sometimes we go off, you know, with a heart and a purpose behind that. But this is talking more about that whole sense that we go off because we're in need of something, because we're not satisfied at home, because we're just not content with that lot, like, you know, Bev and James were talking about last week. See, the problem is when it's that kind of going off, when we've just gone off on a whim without any sense of a place where God might be leading us to. You see, when trouble comes in that situation and we're not in control, other things are going on, if we sailed off on our own, we're left alone. And that's not fun. In Luke 15, Jesus tells a story, again, of a man who had two sons. And the younger son did just this. He went off on his own. He was not content with his father's home. He was not content with his lot in life there. And so he went looking for adventure and freedom and just went off. But you see, he was not in control. It wasn't like he was called out on a great mission, called out for a purpose. And he was not in control of that situation. In fact, it showed that other people were more manipulating him without him really understanding or being aware. They were quite happy to be friends with him and use his money when it was there. But as soon as it was gone, they were gone too. And when further trouble struck, when drought and famine came to the land where he was, it all fell apart and he was alone. But he came to his senses, you see, and he returned to his father's home. Expecting nothing, he knew he'd been a fool. But what he was met with was a father who was ready, a father who was expecting him, a father who was excited to see him, a father who was waiting to receive him home again. You know, if you've been going alone, away from God, and it's all starting to come undone, there's good news. Again, in Psalm 107, verse 28 to 30, these people, as they had gone off on their ships, they cried out to the Lord when they'd gone into trouble. They cried out in their trouble and he saved them from their distress. He calmed the storm to a whisper and stilled the waves. What a blessing was that stillness as he brought them safely into harbor. How cool is that? Jesus is that loving Father who is ready to welcome home the sailors who have been tumbled about, the lost son who has wandered off and thought he could do it himself. And Jesus is ready to do the same for you. You know, I do believe that sometimes we get confused and we think, I don't know, it all seems a bit boring doing it this way, doing it the way that, you know, God might recommend, the way that God has said actually works. And so we go and try and find another way of finding entertainment or finding life or just making decisions on our own, not understanding that back at home, the father probably might have given some great ideas to the son and shown him some ideas and even sent him off on a mission. Who knows? Just dreaming. Because I know that my father in heaven can send off on missions and send off on adventure and send off in search of all sorts of amazing things, but that's being sent. And you still get the same excitement and you still get the same sense of adventure. But when trouble comes, you're not alone. When trouble comes, your father is there ready. And so I just believe that if you feel like you might have gone off ahead of time on that adventure, it's okay. Because Jesus is that father. And if you call out to him, he will bring you home, reset, and get ready for adventures if that's what you're after. He can take you on huge ones. You know, there are so many different circumstances in our life. There's so many different things. And these are just four that I found in Psalm 107. I just found it so amazing that these different circumstances in this psalm just lay out different things that happen in our world and in our life. And it doesn't matter which one we're sitting in. Doesn't matter which one has happened to us. The result is still the same. When we call out to Jesus, there's good news. He will come and save and he will rescue us from whatever has been going on. So this morning, you might find that you've been in one of those circumstances. You're sitting in that right now. There is good news. Doesn't matter if you're wandering, sitting in gloom, made mistakes, or you just tried to go it alone. The good news is that in Jesus, we can have the salvation spoken of in Isaiah. That there is good news in him. That we can be saved from all these situations and more. And we can come back home where we belong with God. Romans tells us the good news about Jesus is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes. That's the good news. The good news is about Jesus. And it has power from God and it's saving everyone who believes. It tells us how God made us right in his sight, that this God who's the creator of the universe can make us right again in his sight through Jesus from start to finish. And it's by faith. It's when we believe. It's by faith. Faith in what? This is what the book of John writes. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world. Faith in Jesus and who he is, what he did by dying on the cross. This is the good news that saves. This is the good news. Let's read that again in John. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Wow. That is good news. That is good news. That is the good news of salvation. That is the good news that maybe you didn't even know you needed. But right now this morning, sitting here and recognizing that you're in one of those situations, suddenly you've discovered that you do need this and that you want this and that it's ready for you. But before we just move on to that part, you might actually already be saved. You might already have found that you've called out to the Lord and he has saved you from any number of those things. You may already believe in Jesus and be rescued. Well, this is how Psalm 107 starts. In verse 1, Psalm 107 encourages us to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies. You know, that's the whole point of Psalm 107. It's showing those different things, but it's saying, tell people. If God has saved you, tell people. Don't keep silent about it. Tell people what's happened. That's the point of good news. Good news is not meant to be shut up and kept to yourself. Good news is meant to be shared. It's meant to be proclaimed. It's meant to be spoken out so others can know that there's good news available to them, so others can know that there's something that they can grab hold of, that they can be brought into that good news, that it can be their story as well. You know, that's the whole point of what we're doing with Alpha. Alpha is telling the good news. Alpha is helping people to see that that good news is for them. And so speak out. If you have been saved, if you know Jesus, if you believe in him, speak out. Invite people to Alpha. Tell them about the course on Monday night. Let them know and tell them your story. Because the good news is coming from you and what your story is. That's what news is. It's a story. We read in the newspaper, article. It's good news. Your story. What God's done for you. Tell people about it. Let them know.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We'd love to get to know you better. Come and visit us at one of our Sunday services in Bathurst, rear of 217 Howard Street. Have a week filled with life.